sure that was enough to wake you up. It's Sagaza with Swagger. It's 6:14, Jacob's Coffee time, but also Mind, Body, and Green time. What's up, Shikwan? What's going on?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you're having your little internal moment?
Mm-mm.
Okay, sure.
Mm. I'm here.
All right, cool. Now, Mind, Body, and Green is that bit where we look at lifestyle tips just dedicated to inspiring you to live your best life. We really care, okay? That's why we want to care about your mental, we want to care about your physical, we care about your spiritual, your emotional, and your environment. Because if you are fine, then we are fine. If you're not, then we're not fine. Then we need to talk about it.
Mm.
So let's talk Mind, Body, and encourage you to go green.
Mm.
OC, enhance our life, doch as a belief.
Enhance it. Okay. Here's a... Here's benefits of something that I don't do.
Okay.
But apparently we all need to do this.
All right.
And that is sleeping naked.
Away. Okay.
Yeah, I would... No.
So let's see if these benefits will,
I think,
will sway us
to start sleeping naked.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing as well. So if you do not already sleep naked, maybe it is time for you to give it a try. Now, for some people, sleeping nude is completely normal and they cannot fall asleep with clothes on.
Mm.
I guess it's the same thing as, like, for some of us, like myself, I cannot fall asleep if I don't take a shower at night at all. It's just no tossing or turning the whole night. I mean, I toss and turn a lot, but it makes it worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, however, for some people, it is obviously uncomfortable and rather weird to hop into bed with no clothes on. I'm definitely one of those people. And I think also maybe just being a woman and, you know, with the house break-ins that happen and so forth, like, I don't want anyone, God forbid, you break into my home and as a woman, I'm just on my bed, just jay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, sleep deprivation. Shaquan, same WhatsApp group, we know this. But this is a major problem because of how it can actually negatively impact our health. So let's just see how sleeping naked helps with this problem, so to say. So first things first, falling asleep or sleeping naked helps you fall asleep faster and it tends to improve the quality of sleep. Now, according to Healthline, your body temperature plays a big role in how fast you actually fall asleep. Now, you'll notice that when you feel just a little bit too hot, like as a lot of us have been feeling as of late, you struggle to fall asleep. And obviously, thus, sleeping naked can help you fall asleep faster because your body temperature is lower. Another benefit of sleeping nude is it tends to lower the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart diseases.
Lowers the risk of it.
Yeah, sounds wild, right?
That's wild.
But if you're not getting enough sleep at night, you could be at risk of diabetes and heart disease. And then also, in addition, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, chronic sleep deprivation is linked to many health conditions such as type 2 diabetes, heart and blood vessel disease, and also obesity and depression in a lot of people. And then another benefit of you sleeping nude is just it tends to reduce stress and anxiety. Now, having a poor sleep pattern can contribute to your stress levels and anxiety that you have in your life. Now, according to a study that was done by researchers on sleep and depression, not having enough sleep is linked to anxiety, depression, and increased suicide risk. Now, it tends to promote vaginal health. I think this is great news for us ladies.
Yeah.
Now, according to researchers at Healthline, sleeping naked is also a great way to increase vaginal health and avoid yeast infections. Ooh, the worst. Okay, and sometimes also a lot of the times, ladies, we're not very mindful that yeast infections not necessarily come with you being intimate with someone. It can also come from the diet that you have. I had a problem. I remember my GP or my doctor at the time, she actually flagged it with me when I was expecting.
Yeah.
Because I struggled with him. And then she was like, so tell me about
when
your
you
diet.
Were expecting, dude.
Yes. Oh, no, wait. That's actually the time that we are prone to it. Like, it happens
twice
a week. It's like really bad, you know?
Okay.
But it also comes from the diet that you have, because that's the time that you are craving a lot of pizza, a lot of burgers, a lot of chips, whatever it is, and basically just food that has a lot of yeast. And for me, at the time, because I was even struggling to eat like home cooked food, I wouldn't even go to the grocery shop to buy like food so that I can prepare myself meals.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even eat it. I would prepare it And then once I'm done, once I'm done, I'm like disgusted by it and I just throw it out.
Wow. This is now while you were pregnant now?
Yes, okay. While I was. Okay. So what that would actually mean was that I ate a lot of takeaway food. So the bread, the burgers, the pizza, every single day, okay?
Yeah.
So then also another thing to keep in mind is that tight fitting, ladies, tight fitting or sweaty underwear can increase your risk of a vaginal yeast infection, since yeast obviously likes to grow in warm, moist places, especially now because it's summer and we know we are sweating more than usual. Here's something for the gents as well. It tends to increase male fertility. Now, a study done on 656 males by Oxford Academic on type of underwear worn and makers of testicular function amongst men attending a fertility center suggests a link between wearing tight-fitting underwear as well, jeans, and lower sperm count. Men who reported wearing boxers had a higher sperm concentration and total sperm count than those who wore tight underwear. But then also, why is it tight?
I mean, you know, like, it can't be loose, dude.
Okay, not loose, but like well-fitted.
Well-fitted.
Thing as how a lot of ladies don't know their bra size.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm calling myself out. I just look at it and I'm like, I think this is my boobies. Let's go. No, a lot of us just look at
Don't you guys have like the numbers and stuff? Or what is it called?
You know, it's like one of those things where you buy a bra, you see the size on it.
Oh,
and
you can't fit it on more.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to, yes.
And that would be also a bit disgusting, right?
Yeah, to fit it on.
Okay, snap.
So here's, imagine.
My bad.
So because like, you know, with our weight fluctuating, with our hormones and so forth, we have different bra sizes, like maybe three different bra sizes in 1 month.
Snap.
Because of the hormones and everything else.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So a lot of us just look at it and you're like, I think you could hold my boobies fine. Let's go home. But yeah, something to keep in mind. And if you want to actually improve anxiety that you might be dealing with, depression and everything else that you might be dealing with, try sleeping nude and let us know how that works out.
Are you convinced or not?
Let us know.
Give it a try tonight. And then hear us up tomorrow morning and say, hi, Shekwa, and I lost the story.
Or
yes,
I'm within.
From now on, I'm
this
within.
This is what I've been missing.